Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Product Marketing Insider podcast, which is brought to you by Product Marketing Alliance. My name's Bryony Pearce, and I'm the Content Manager here at PMA. This week's podcast is sponsored by the Product Marketing Festival. For those of you who haven't heard about it yet, it'll be coming to a screen near you between June 8th and June 14th, and will be featuring headline acts from companies like Amazon, Uber, Adobe, and Facebook, talking about everything from research all the way through to optimization. To get your ticket, just head over to the site festival.productmarketingalliance.com. To help establish and elevate the role of product marketing, we're on a mission to speak to 50 PMMs and pick their brains in everything from their journey into the industry, which teams they interact with most, what skills they believe are critical for the role, and a whole load more. To do just that, with me today is Lauren Culbertson, who's now the co-founder and CEO of Loopbok and was previously the Director of Solutions Marketing at Blackboard. So, let's pass over. Welcome to the show, Lauren. Could I get you to kick off by giving everyone a bit of an introduction to you, your role, and then Loopbok, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So, my name's Lauren Culbertson. I've spent my career in product marketing at B2B SaaS companies, starting out as an associate product marketer, and then I left the corporate world as a director of product marketing, and actually left the corporate world to start a company meant to solve one of the big challenges that I faced as a product marketer, which is really staying in touch with customer needs. So still doing the role of a product marketer every day, but really focused now more on solving some problems that this community has.
And how long have you had your own business for now?
So I actually, it's pretty new. So I went all in with the company last November, so almost a year now.
Okay, exciting. And then before that, how long had you been in the product marketing profession for?
About 8 years.
Okay, awesome. And then what would you say kind of initially kind of attracted you to the product marketing role?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I started out my career in entry-level inside sales. So I came out of college, joined, and was making, 60 cold calls a day, talking to customers, and getting turned down a lot.
Yeah.
But I was kind of trying to decide where the next path in my career would be. I knew that I was really drawn to a software company, so I wanted to stay in that space. But when I looked around the organization, my background was in marketing, and I really saw the product marketing function as the strategic driver of how things happened at the company. So I was really considering demand generation, and I thought that was really cool because you could apply a lot of the messaging and content that customers were hearing and salespeople were hearing. But it was the product marketers that I really saw as almost the mini general managers of their business. And so that was really attractive to me and something that caught my eye right away as something to work towards.
Yeah. And then you mentioned you've been in the product marketing field for about 8 years. Did you see a lot of shifts in that time frame?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I started out just getting into product marketing at our company, it was really, the function was just forming, and it's common in a lot of different companies and across industries, there was really a definition that needed to occur between product management and product marketing. So that was the first natural split. And right away, the product marketing function really, again, was meant to be that strategic driver of taking what was happening on the front lines and the customer voice, and then really bringing that back into how we were building products, driving pricing, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that shift happen with different power changes at my company, where when I left, unfortunately, the role was actually becoming more tactical. And I was kind of discouraged by that and just what it meant for the future of product marketing, because I do think there's also a lot of trends with solution marketing and moving from a product focus to a more vertical or customer focus. But when I left the company, and just over the past year, I've had hundreds of conversations with product marketers, and I'm really inspired because it seems like at most SaaS companies, product marketing is really gaining a reemergence of power. And I think a lot of that has to do with just the need for a really strong customer experience and making sure that the voice of our market is in everything that we do.
Yep, for sure. And then in terms of your company now, what's the product marketing setup like? So you mentioned you're still in it every day. Do you have someone else handling it as well, or is it just you?
Yeah, so right now we have a product team. So we have members of engineering, and then I actually just brought on a head of marketing, and we kind of split the role. So essentially, a lot of my job is still making sure we understand. I kind of play the role of product manager and product marketer now, which to me only signifies and strengthens the need that I've felt to have product marketing, because you really, it's really hard to do both at once. So we're kind of splitting the role. And it's interesting at a startup, because that's another thing, because I'm talking to companies that have product marketers. I think it's really interesting when a company decides to have their first product marketer. Mm-hmm. And most of the time I found it's when they're doing a couple million in revenue, they've kind of got enough customer traction where they need to start to be strategic. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times product marketers kind of shake things up with the founder, because they're really brought in to drive who we're going after, what we're offering them, how we're positioning it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of that in the early days is done by a founder. So it's interesting as I think about, you know, a lot of what I'm doing is product marketing, but a lot of it is also, you know, the role of a founder. So I think there's an interesting line there.
Yeah, for sure. And then if there is such a thing, and I'm getting the impression through these podcasts that there's not, what does a standard day in your role look like?
Oh gosh. So when I'm considering my product marketing hat, I mean, just yesterday I started off the day talking to our head of UX and engineering, who's kind of also helping as our product owner. And we were really strategizing on, you know, what we have on the docket for Q4 in terms of features and roadmap. And I shared with him some feedback that we were getting that might reprioritize how we were delivering those things. Yeah. So spent a lot of time there really understanding and helping to influence how things were prioritized. Then in the afternoon, kind of took that information and had conversations with our head of marketing to talk about the features coming up, how we should be positioning them, you know, deciding which components of the release really needed to be talked about, how it was going to be integrated into all of our content. Mm-hmm. And then finished off the day of conversation with our head of sales, who just also came on, and really talking with him about how we segment going after new markets. So historically, over the past year, we've seen really good traction with, in our space, B2B SaaS companies, but then we're also opening up new markets for private equity firms. So doing that classic product marketing segmentation, and then trying to dig in to understand how we can map needs from one to the other and where unique features and positioning is required. So I'm sure, like the days of many product marketers, it's crazy, slam packed, and but still a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then in terms of planning, how far would you say you try to plan in advance?
So, you know, this is a really interesting question too. And when you talk about changes that I've seen over my career, mm-hmm. this is a huge one. So, you know, for me, we're in a startup. So it's a very, very delicate balance between getting things out there and really being agile and making sure that you're also planning the timing of when you're putting things out, that it will land well and kind of match up with what the market's willing and wanting to hear. But, you know, from my experience when I was working at a larger corporation, which was about 750 million, about 4,000 employees. So off, like, other end of the spectrum, you know, one of the biggest things, so I was actually there during a really interesting time where we transitioned from a legacy software company to the cloud. Mm-hmm. And during that time, I was in charge of really defining what that meant for the function of product marketing. And one of the biggest areas that needed to change was we were used to doing these, to your point about planning, these big annual plans. and, you know, doing these big annual surveys to understand what our market wanted, what our customers wanted, mm-hmm. and then defining how we were going to do campaigns and strategies, pricing, product roadmap for the year. Mm-hmm. Well, when we were moving to a SaaS model, you know, that was a really big move for us. It was a transformational change. And it was also moving to a model that was a lot more adaptive than we were used to. So, you know, in the software agile delivery model, you need to be able to shift features that you're building every week, even every day. Mm-hmm. And we weren't prepared to support that from a marketing perspective. So that's when I really started to notice a change in the way that companies and product marketers were collecting feedback and making their plans. And so we actually created processes during that time where we were trying to become more agile and really make our own planning more adaptable. So we had kind of these big blocks that we would aim toward, but the pieces of sand in the middle were flexible so that as we were hearing new things from customers and we were listening in to what they were saying across all these channels every day, we could adapt and make changes and strategic actions happen every week so we could mm-hmm. basically move at the speed of a startup, even though we were a giant behemoth of a company.
Yeah, for sure. And then kind of outside of the PM product marketing hat, how have you found the transition kind of going into this founder CEO role from product marketing?
Honestly, I think that product marketers are the best suited people to start their own companies mm-hmm. because the role is naturally a catch-all in the middle of the strategy of how a product is going to market and making sure that it is growing and making sure that it is functional and that it's sold. And that's really what the role of a founder is. So mm-hmm. So much of what I learned and what I've built up as a product marketer was transitioned into being it's not being a huge jump to be a founder. So I would encourage anyone that's a product marketer that has an idea, go for it.
Awesome. And then I'm going to put you on the spot here. So if there's anyone listening to this and they were thinking about taking the plunge and setting up their own company, what would your three tips for them be, kind of skills or behavioral or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So one, and again, these are all going to be very natural tips because they're what you do as a product marketer. But one, find out as much as you can about your market before you take the plunge. Mm-hmm. So I spent about a year between the time that I had the realization that there was an unsolved need and there was a technology forming that could solve it. After I had that realization, I spent about a year talking to potential customers and finding a preliminary product market fit. Mm-hmm. That's the hardest thing for any founder is finding that product market fit. And what's great about being a product marketer is that's what you know how to do best. So if you can spend time beforehand really vetting that out, that is going to be huge for you and allow you to really hit the ground running when you go all in. Mm-hmm. The second thing that I would say is make sure that you find co-founders that fill your gaps. That's the number one thing. So for us, I obviously, non-technical founder, needed a CTO. Mm-hmm. What I didn't realize was that our space is so new that it requires a direct sales function. And my thought before starting the company and in that year of really doing analysis was we could create something really affordable and simple and you could just buy it online without talking to anyone. But I found that because the concept is new, it requires conversations. And so my learning from that is I really should have hired a third co-founder, which would have been someone that had a really strong sales background. We just hired that person now, but I'd say that's tip number two is like really evaluate where your gaps are so that you can get the right co-founders up front.
Yep.
And then the third is, you know, if you're coming from a company with a lot of structure, just try to embrace and get into the skill set and practice of being more agile with your planning. I think as product marketers, we love planning and we love strategy, but you know, the world is moving, especially in SaaS companies, towards flexibility. And so the more of that you can embrace beforehand and just getting into processes of rapidly rolling out new positioning, being flexible, mm-hmm. that translates perfectly for when you're in the role of a startup founder.
Awesome. Thank you. And then in terms of kind of the future, how do you see your role kind of panning out as the company grows? Are you quite keen to stay glued into this product marketing side of things, or are you happy to stay kind of step back?
Yeah, so as a company that really focuses on making the lives of product marketers better, I want to always stay close to the role because it honestly just helps me understand where I still have challenges trying to do the product marketing function and where my own software is not helping. So it helps me build the roadmap because I'm a user and I deeply understand the market. And frankly, it's one, I'm super passionate and I don't think I will ever find another job that I love as much as product marketing because it's just really fun to me. But, you know, I think at one point, if we grow and we do want to grow fast and we want to, you know, really create a category for customer feedback analytics, then we'll absolutely need a team of strong product marketers because they'll bring the same value and more value to our company in terms of just staying close to the market and really building out the function.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. And then what would you say the top three skills are that have helped you get where you are today?
Yeah, so top three skills that have helped me get where I am today, I'd say the number one is persistence, and that's a very common one you'll hear for, you know, entrepreneurs, but it's definitely a lot of long hours, a lot of being told no, and just really having that grit to just believe in yourself and put it all on the line and keep going because you will be tested. The second trait, I think, is just not being afraid, which can be challenging when, especially for women, it's more common to be drawn to being perfect and being right than it is to be drawn to risks and maybe failing so that you can become better. So really being open to risks is absolutely huge. Mm-hmm. And then the third, I would say, is really being analytical. I think that's unique and maybe not required for, you know, entrepreneurs in general, but for our, you know, the company I started is really an analytics company. And I think some of the best product marketers have really strong analytical skills. Mm-hmm. And I think for this day and age when data is everything and really we're going into the era where data is everywhere. What do we do with it? What can it mean to us? And we talk about things like machine learning. Product marketers that have that analytical sense will be so valuable. Mm-hmm. And really, I think that's definitely one of my secret sauce skills that I lean on.
Yeah, awesome. And then out of curiosity, I see a lot of conversations kind of on Slack and just online in general. What's your stance on KPIs? I know it kind of splits opinion. Some people think they don't belong in product marketing. Some people think they do.
I, being that I'm super analytical, don't see how product marketing could exist without KPIs. Mm-hmm. So I'm very strongly in favor of KPIs. Yep. For me, and the way I've built teams is always holding them to KPIs around revenue, yeah. New customer acquisition. And, you know, more recently, as I left the corporate world, I was really starting to hold my teams to customer retention as well, just because, again, customer experience is becoming more and more critical to keeping customers to stick around. So, you know, everything that a product marketer does should be driving revenue and value. We should not be a cost center. We should be a revenue driving function. And that requires close coordination with demand generation, with sales and sales enablement, with the front lines. But absolutely everything that we do should really tie back to dollars.
And then in terms of kind of direct one-on-one customer contact, how often does that happen with you at the moment?
Well, for me, it's a little crazy because it happens, you know, throughout the day. So it's because, you know, I'm also trying to learn as much as I can about our customers at this stage. So I try to, you know, get on at least 3 or 4 phone calls a day. And I'm in the Slack channel, which is awesome. Just learning and staying in touch. I think for product marketers in general, I mean, again, this is kind of my soapbox, so I'm extreme on this topic, but I think the product marketers, the most important role that we play is being that voice of the customer. And so the more that you can talk to customers, talk to prospects, go to events, it should be energizing and it should give you ideas for how you change product roadmap, pricing, positioning, customer experience. Like, that's really what gives us power to be the center of strategy at an organization.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then in your opinion, if anything, what do you think needs to change about product marketing?
I think the biggest thing that really needs to change, and I think it is changing, is kind of related to the topic of being strategic versus tactical. I think that it can be really easy if there's not the right focus given to the role mm-hmm. for product marketers just to become executors of what product management or, you know, other strategic functions of the organization say. Mm-hmm. But I, again, believe that by having access to data and really leveraging that and with the voice of the customer, that product marketers can show up and provide value to these functions to really guide them on how they are doing their job. So moving from being a tactical executors at an organization to be strategic influencers, I think is key. And in order to do that, product marketers really have to focus on getting into data, being very KPI driven, and staying extremely close to the customer, because that's really today a huge value that will be impossible for any function or company to ignore.
And then outside of your own tool, do you have any go-to tools that you use day to day that kind of play a big role in your job?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, just, you know, little tools like Slack, obviously, are great for collaboration. But also have been using a tool, Hotjar, that allows us to see more engagement on how people are using our tool. And I think that could be really valuable for product marketers just to get a sense and get closer to UX. Mm-hmm. One tool that I really like that is, it's maybe growing, it's not super popular, but I've really enjoyed it, is Autopilot. And that has helped me set up trigger-based usage journeys. So, like, really getting into the weeds of what are the metrics that are driving value for our customers? And if we set those up in the product and know when they've completed those activities, how are we talking to those customers? How are we getting them the valuable information they need? And then obviously using CRM tools, that's key for segmentation and understanding user data. We use HubSpot for that. Mm-hmm. So, and then Jira for product management, but getting less into that.
Yep. Awesome. Thank you. And then if there are any new or aspiring product marketers listening to this, what would your advice to them be?
Yeah. So my advice to new and aspiring product marketers, you know, this is a field that I got into as well. And I think it's important that you find a space that you're passionate about, because it should become something that you live and breathe every day. I started out my journey in product marketing focused on CRM software, which to some people might sound totally boring, but I was super passionate about that because I believed in the power of, you know, what a CRM could do for a company and how it could empower, specifically we were working with nonprofits, but how it could empower them to better connect with their donors and raise more money. I moved in my career to a different vertical that I wasn't as passionate about. And I didn't realize how important that would be until I made the move. But it's really hard to act as the voice of the customer for a market that you don't connect with. Yeah. So I would say if you're looking to get into product marketing, you know, aside from the obvious recommendation of building up the skills that you would need in analytics and content writing strategy would really be to make sure you're entering into product marketing in a space that you can connect deeply with.
Okay, awesome. And then what would you say, or do you have a favorite part of product marketing?
Yeah, so my favorite part of product marketing would, it's pretty obvious based on the company that I started, but is customer feedback. And so really analyzing feedback from customers and prospects and using that to drive strategy mm-hmm. across the organization. So the analytics and really understanding how needs are changing, how the market's moving is, I find it super fun. It's kind of like fortune telling to me. You can see the shifts and trends of what's happening. So I really like that.
Awesome. And then final question, what does the process of kind of keeping on top of what your competitors are up to look like for you? And how often do you go through that process?
Yeah, that's an interesting topic. And I kind of go back and forth on this one because actually our tool, there is some capabilities to listen to competitors, but I mean, just even thinking about it for what we recommend for product marketers is kind of the same as what I think about it for myself is in my opinion is that companies should focus inward foremost mm-hmm. and then use what their comparable companies or competitors are doing around them as a benchmark. Mm-hmm. But I've just found it really ineffective to just go chasing after competitors. And I know that's a huge part of the product marketing role, and especially with sales enablement and just making sure that sales is educated on how to speak to the differences and the value propositions over competitors is obviously key because that's part of the buying process. But when it comes to really staying on top of competitors to make sure that you're doing more or the same as them, I think it becomes ineffective because if you really focus on what your customers and what the market is saying they need, mm-hmm. you can get ahead of them and leapfrog them versus just playing this incremental game of cat and mouse with them. So I would say it's important to stay aware, and there's great tools out there for you to do that, but to be careful about getting too wrapped up in staying on top of it.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. That's a really good answer. Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Lauren. It's been really nice speaking to you, and I wish you the best of luck with your new venture.
Thank you so much. It's been great.
Awesome. For everyone still tuned in, thanks so much for listening, and if you enjoyed the podcast, please help us spread the word to other product marketers. Before we leave you to get on with your day, if you want to get involved, here are a few ways you can. If you're a product marketer and you want to come on the show to speak about your day, a specific topic, or just your role in general, that's one option. If you want to flex your podcast hosting skills, being a guest host is another. And finally, if you or your company want to sponsor an episode, there's a third. Thanks again, and have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are.